What else do we do here?
I mean, mostly we just drink booze and play video games while talking into microphones.
Cool. All right, well, let's do that.
Fucking weirdos or
like
something.
Like a bunch of fucking weirdos. All right, hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 188.
This is a podcast where two drunken real life maniacs play retro games for your amusement. I am real life maniac number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am real life maniac number two. My name is Earl. And this week, we're not going to be playing some real life maniacs. We're going to be playing some animaniacs on the Game Boy, the Nintendo Game Boy.
Zany to the max.
So sit back and relax. Oh, man. That's fucking good. That's good shit. So yeah, Animaniacs on the Game Boy should be good, I guess. I've never played this version. I've played the Super Nintendo one quite a bit, but I've never played this version.
Yeah, from my understanding, the Super Nintendo one is quite different.
Quite different, yes.
So we can play that one at some point as well.
Right.
Because it's not
the same game. But before we get to Animaniacs, how's it going this week, Drake?
It's going pretty good.
Excellent.
You know, earlier this week, you came as well, and we did a little tasting for a caterer for my wedding coming up this year. 2020.
Woo!
So yeah, we went out to a place and we ate a bunch of fucking food.
It was so much food. Jurek tells me, he's like, hey, we're going to taste some catering food, do you want to come with? So me and the maid of honor went with the bride and groom, Jurek and Abby, obviously,
right.
And like when you told me we were going to do like sample food
tasting,
like I in my head we were like each taking a bite of something, and
I kind of assumed that
good.
Too, like there was gonna be the choices I made, it was gonna be like they'd make like two of them and cut them into halves or something for us, but no, we had like the full-on, like, this is what will be served at your wedding.
Well, here's the pork on the stuffing and gravy, and here's the stuffed chicken, and here's three salads to try.
Yeah, plus we had two types of potatoes. At the wedding, there will only be one type of potato.
Yukon Golds. Fucking good.
But there will be a vegetable then with the potatoes as well.
Ah, right, right.
That we did not
taste.
We didn't
try, but vegetables are vegetables.
That's what kind of they said in the email. They're like, you can taste like the potatoes and the meat and stuff. We don't do samples of the vegetables because they're really just frozen vegetables then like cooked in butter, and we all know what that tastes like.
Right. Delicious.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was fun though. I mean, I was so full afterwards.
I know, so was I.
Yeah.
We had a lot of food.
In a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
We were only there for like less than an hour, really.
Yeah.
Like it was almost
and
an
some
hour.
Of it was just like talking and like explaining stuff to us and whatnot, so... but it was all great food, and we have signed that caterer to a 1-year contract.
Well, you'll have good food. I can vouch you'll have good food at your wedding.
We will.
Cool.
So, yeah, we got another thing down for the wedding.
Excellent, excellent.
And I got my car fixed.
Now there's only, what, like 200 things to go.
Yeah, no, not too much more to go. As far as, like, I mean, we have a lot of it. At least we have agreements in place with people and whatnot, because a lot of our, like, we're having friends do a lot of stuff. Like a friend of Abby's is going to do our flowers for us. Like she's just going to get them all from the farmer's market.
Ah, okay.
And then help like arrange them and everything.
Sure.
So that's going to save us like
hundreds of dollars.
Thousands of dollars.
Right. Cool.
And, like a friend of ours is going to DJ. That's going to save us another $1,500.
Pays to know people, especially in the entertainment business.
Right.
So,
yeah, that did that. Got my car fixed,
nice.
Which has been out of commission since, like, Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Yeah, so everything's coming up aces.
Everything's coming up aces right now. Excellent, excellent.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. Not much new to report. Just been working this week. Went and, you know, did the same thing we just talked about.
Yeah, ate a bunch of food, man.
Yep, that was good.
Free food.
Yeah, other than that, not much new to report. But tell the Revelers and I, Jurek, have you played any video games since we've last met?
Just a bit more of the Outer Worlds.
Okay,
So, you know. Just kind of taking my time with it, going a little slow because, you know, I'm also back in school.
Is that a game that, like, you, there's a main quest, but then there's, like, 100
side
quests?
Yeah, it's like Fallout in that sense or whatever. So there's,
Person you come across basically has something for you to do.
I mean, it's not as bad as Fallout. Like, I don't know that my list will ever get like that long where it's like, oh, here's your main quest and here's your side quest. Yeah. It's 15 pages long.
Right. Like, God damn it. It's because, like, they initiate as soon as you talk to someone, even if you don't want to do
like,
it.
Just, puts it in there. So it's not that bad. It's a very manageable amount and stuff, and I like how it...
Are you doing side quests or are you doing main
quests?
Yeah,
a little bit of both.
Okay.
Cool. Generally, if I have side quests for the planets I'm on and stuff, I'm going to do all those before I, you know, buzz
out.
How
many planets are there?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Six?
Oh,
maybe,
okay.
Or something.
Okay. And each planet is like...
Hard to say. I've only been to... I'm still only on the second planet.
Oh, okay.
And they're not, like, huge. Wow. Planets aren't, like, gigantic open worlds necessarily.
Oh, they're not. Okay.
I mean, kind of, but...
I guess I thought they were, but
it's not like each planet is the size of Fallout or anything.
Okay. Right.
No. Each planet's it's definitely all manageable.
Okay. Cool.
So but yeah, it's still I'm thoroughly enjoying it, just, you know, kinda going slow, taking my time.
Yeah.
So who knows how long I'll be playing it. I really don't know how long the game is anyways. I wanna say it's only like 30 hours or
something. Oh, okay.
So.
That's only if you're doing the main story, though, probably, right?
I'm not sure.
Or is that doing everything? Okay.
It's hard to say. I guess I'll find out someday.
You will.
Or I'll just
stop
playing.
Hopefully you'll find out someday.
Yeah. But what about you, man? How's Smash going?
Smash is fine. I had a bit of a reality check in Smash today.
Suck.
Well, yeah. I've been, I'm really good with my NES. Or, like, I think I'm good with my NES, you know? And I do, you know, I do... well for myself with Ness. But the rest of the cast today, I was just doing tournament after tournament. There's these one-on-one tournaments. It's kind of fun to play. I don't know. I like them, but I was just picking random and just like playing guys that I never play. And oh my God, I was just getting my ass kicked. I did win a few, I can pilot a few characters fairly well, but some characters. And also I've been trying to learn Simon today, Simon Belmont. And I think I played like 50 matches today.
Jesus.
Maybe like 30 to 50, somewhere
in
there.
Is that all you did on your day off?
Yeah, I just played Smash and only as Simon, and I think I maybe won two of them. I don't know. My GSP is the lowest I've ever seen it. It's embarrassingly low. My NES GSP is like above 6 million. My Simon GSP is just a notch above 100,000. It's so bad.
I mean, that's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me, man.
I guess that means I'm better than 100,000 people, but I don't know if that's what that really means. So.
Yeah,
but yeah, so Smash is fine. Just had a bit of a reality check. Like, oh yeah, okay. I'm very good with a pro. Yeah, I'm very good with a specific character because I always watch this. Nero is my favorite streamer to watch when like and he pretty much strictly plays Smash. He's a Smash professional, probably the second or third best player in the world, and he's fucking like, you know, he's just so good with anyone. It doesn't matter, you know.
But
and
that's because that's his job.
That's his job. I know.
That's all he does.
Yeah,
with all of his time,
exactly.
Plays Smash Brothers.
Yep.
And practices with every character and learns all of them.
Yeah, because like when you're at that level, like you have to, in order to fight the characters, like you have to play as them to know how to fight them. You know, like you have to.
And you got to know a bunch of different characters because I'm sure your opponent picks one character and there's maybe a couple characters who are like really good. Their moves can counter their moves really well.
Yep. There definitely is matchup specific.
Yeah.
Character choices. Some characters
being better with more characters is going to be beneficial to your professional career.
So bit of a reality check in Smash, like, oh shit, I suck at this fucking game.
Well, I'd go that far.
Yeah, I don't know if I like, I think I would still like be able to just with anyone just dominate a casual player, you know,
right.
But like when it comes to competitive, forget about it. You know, like, I suck.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. But that's really all I've been playing this week. I've been working mostly this week, yeah. So I haven't really even been home. But this week, Jurek, we're going to play fucking Animaniacs. Yes. So on the Game Boy, what do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
I guess.
All right, let's do it.
See what happens here.
Yeah, these three questions are not great, but I did find some things. So for those that don't know, what we do is Drake does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Drake?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Here we go. Animaniacs, Game Boy, question number one. What is different about this game if it's played through a Super Game Boy?
What is different about it?
Yep. What is different about the Game Boy Animaniacs if it's played through a Super Game Boy on a regular Game Boy?
I mean, it's in color.
Well, yes, but that's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I don't know.
Incorrect.
Oh.
if it's played,
wasn't the correct answer.
Played through a Super Game Boy, it drops the Game Boy music and plays a special 16-bit version of the soundtrack instead.
What?
Yep. And it's unclear to me if this is just the same soundtrack as like the Genesis version or the SNES version, or if it's completely different. But it also features a special frame around the screen showcasing some of the characters from Animaniacs.
Is that the same frame?
Yeah, that's what we're looking at right now.
We're playing on the Retron 5.
We are, but
we couldn't get it to work on the
My Super Game Boy. I think is broken.
Yeah, we've had trouble with that pretty much every time we use it.
Yeah, well, for a while now we have at least. Yeah. But so the music changes, which also we're having trouble with. We'll get into that in a minute here, but yeah, the music changes to 16-bit music, which I thought was kind of cool, like a nice little feature.
Yeah.
Okay, 0 for 1 here, Jerick, 0 for 1. Question number 2. The Game Boy version is a port of the game from what system?
It's a port of, like, the Genesis version.
Correct.
Which is also completely different from the Super Nintendo version.
It is. I really was struggling to find three questions, so that question was just to help inform us about the next question. I was pretty sure you were going to get that one. But yeah, this is a port of the Genesis version.
Because, like, the Super Nintendo version isn't, like, a 2D, like, side scroller,
it, it
right?
Sort of is. It's
3D-ish
pseudo.
Or something.
It's like 2.5D. Like, it's like a beat 'em up, like Double Dragon, where you can, you know, like that, like Ninja Turtles and stuff.
Okay.
You know, where you can like you're going to the right.
You can come forward and back.
You can come forward and back. Yeah, like on the street you're on or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
I see.
I don't know what.
I wasn't sure what I read, like, the Wikipedia page on it or whatever, and it was saying mentioned the Super Nintendo one being like a 3D something.
No,
and I was like, what?
It's like a
yes, there were a few games like that on the Super Nintendo, but I mean, that was like Star Fox.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not 3D, but it's like sorta, you know, like you can move up and down on on the plane you're on, or like, yeah, I don't know. It's like Turtles in Time or Double Dragon, or, you know, those beat 'em up kind of games where,
right on.
Yeah. Okay, 1 for 2 here, Jerick. 1 for 2. Question number 3. What levels that appear in the Genesis version are completely absent from the Game Boy version?
Oh, God, what was it
or
called?
Completely or partially absent.
Well, it was...
I guess there's... All levels are not quite the same, but...
Right. But there was... I don't remember the names of them now. It was like some space level. And then, like, the final level is mostly not in this one. It's like called something like "Hello, my name is Oscar" or something about "My name is Oscar" or something. But in this one, I think the level is you just go and you fight Pinky in the Brain. Whereas in the Genesis version, it's an actual, like, level, and then you fight Pinky in the Brain at the end.
That is correct. But this is both the science fiction / space opera. And Space Wars and in parentheses, space trucking.
Yeah, I wasn't. I kind of read something about that, but I wasn't sure if like that was.
I think those are two separate levels.
Oh, I wasn't sure if that was saying the science fiction / space level called
space
this
Wars space trucking, or I don't know. Yeah, but then and then the other one is it's called Action Movie. Once There Was a Man Named Oscar.
Yeah, Once There Was a Man Named Oscar.
And in the Game Boy version, on easy mode, you only play the first three levels, right, and then the game is done. On normal and hard mode, after the third level, you go to the final action. To the final level, Action Movie, Once There Was a Man Named Oscar, but it only consists of the boss fight. The rest of the level from the Genesis version is completely absent.
Yep.
I'm going to give you a... you got 2 out of 3 there, Drake. 2 out of 3. Not too shabby.
Yeah, man.
Not too shabby. Those were... Those questions were reaching.
There wasn't. not a lot out there.
I thought the Super Game Boy one was a little interesting, but...
Yeah, that one is intriguing. I almost want to say there was another game we played that
did that,
had something like that, but I think again we couldn't actually get it to work on the Super Game Boy, so we didn't get to. I want to say we. I feel like I've mentioned that for something else. Like I had it in my notes or something like that. When you play it on Super Game Boy, it changes the music, or it changed something more drastically than just
making it colorized
and stuff.
Yeah. And actually looking at, we're just watching the demo screens
like
and stuff.
Super
it's super colorful. It looks really nice. Like, I don't know, maybe this game was like designed with the Super Game Boy in mind.
It could have
been.
Maybe that's what it was before, a game we played, that it was designed that, obviously you play it on the Game Boy and it looks like this, but if you play it on the Super Game Boy, it like is super colorized and everything, more so than... Because even some games on the Super Game Boy, it's not.
It's like
it
Game
adds
Boy,
a little bit of shade and color to some things.
But it's still a Game Boy
it's
game.
Still very much. Whereas this has like bright blues and like, you know, his shirt is blue and his hat is red. And, you know, Dot's bow is bright yellow.
And their noses
flower,
are bright
whatever.
Red. And it looks really good.
Yeah.
Well... Jerick, would you like to tell the revelers and I a little bit about Animaniacs for the Game Boy?
I sure do. Animaniacs was released in 1995 on the Game Boy. It was developed, originally it's developed by Konami, but this version is ported by ported over to the Game Boy by Factor 5.
Factor 5. Do we know what they have done?
I know I've heard of them. I didn't look up.
Okay.
I think they're still around even.
Oh, really?
I'll look it up in a second, but I want to say they've made things
even recently.
Fairly recently.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. But it's published by Konami as well. The designer, maybe this has no bearing then because it's a completely different game. They were only listed the designer of the Super Nintendo version.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that was Hirotaka Fukuda.
Hirotaka Fukuda, but this version is way different.
This version is based on, Genesis version, so...
And was the Super Nintendo version even made by the same...
I think they were all on the same Wikipedia page.
Okay. Oh.
So, and then it had, when you got down to gameplay, it had it broken down into specifics, like, this is how the Genesis and Game Boy version played, and then it got into, like, but in the Game Boy version... It was, only the first three levels and then just part of the final level or whatever. And then it had its own section for the Super Nintendo version.
Okay.
Where it then said, it was like a 3D game or something, which confused me. But
now
it makes sense
3D.
With how you described it.
Yeah.
I guess that... Who cares about that designer?
Okay. Who cares? Well, we care about him and his work to our lovely record.
Not important
spot.
For this game. but I do have the composer for the Game Boy version specifically. They had them all listed. Like, this guy did the music for Genesis. This guy did the music for Game Boy. This guy did it for Super Nintendo.
So who did the Game Boy?
The Game Boy version is Rudolf Stember.
Oh, Rudolf Stember. Do we know what Rudolf's done?
Nope.
Okay.
No idea.
Well.
So he must, be obviously then employee or something for, like, Factor 5 because... Anybody who worked for Konami would probably have a Japanese name. And Rudolf Stember does not sound very Japanese
to
me.
No, it does not.
But Who knows?
Well, who knows? Who knows? Well, should we listen to some of Rudolph's jams right now?
Yeah, man.
Let's do it. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, especially for Game Boy
music.
Got
the Animaniacs theme going there a bit. Yep. And yeah, that's all the music we're going to hear because there is no music on this game for some reason on the Retron 5.
Yeah,
while we're
I don't
playing
know.
It.
I think it's a problem with your Retron 5
yeah,
and not the game,
be.
But I don't know.
I popped it in earlier and this was happening at home. So I was just like, is there just not music in this game?
Right.
I mean, that seems like a weird choice.
Yeah, odd choice.
But
I mean, I guess I could see like if they wanted to pack so much gameplay in where they decided to cut the music, but that seems just like a terrible choice. Then the game is not that engaging.
And it is kind of weird playing it with just complete silence, except for, I mean, it has sound effects. So like when I attack somebody, it makes noise. And when you die, it makes noise and everything. But there's just no music playing otherwise.
Right.
So it's a little weird. A little off-putting. It's very quiet and somber.
Yep.
But the music that is supposed to be there is pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It's real good.
So we won't be able to really speak on how the music enhances the gameplay or how it blends with the levels and if it represents the levels well. No idea.
Don't know.
I don't know what music goes with which
but
level.
But the music standalone, pretty good.
Good stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
In this version of the game, it's a 2D side-scrolling platformer where you're playing as Yakko, Wakko, and Dot. And you're going kind of through the, like, Warner Brothers studios collecting movie memorabilia across like three levels. There's just the three levels, and then you go to the final level and you fight Pinky and the Brain.
Yep. And what do you think they're trying to do?
They're trying to like steal the they have a script.
I set you up, Drake. I set you up. What are they trying to do, Drake? They're trying to take over the world. The same thing they do every
No,
night.
Not in this one. They're not.
Well, I mean, they are. I'm sure that's the...
That's maybe the...
that's
oh,
why
man.
They're
no,
doing
but
it. That's
I
the
guess.
Only thing they ever did. All right. Well, I'm sorry.
But no, in this case, they... Well, in this case, they have an actual goal. They, like... It's something like Brain has tried to steal a... He stole, like, a script or something. At least in the Genesis version, I think that's what it was. In this one, I think they're just trying to steal your movie memorabilia that you're collecting.
Okay.
Or something. Like, in the Genesis one, I think they have a script to a movie that's supposed to be coming out, and then the pages get scattered.
No, that's in the
levels.
Super Nintendo one.
Oh,
in the
in
Super
one
Nintendo
too.
One, you're collecting pages of the script.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
I know that one. I've played the Super Nintendo one quite a bit, actually. It's a very fun game. A little hard, but fun. Well, what do you think? Should we play this game?
Might as well.
Let's do it. I think we better take a shot first, though.
Oh, I don't drink.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it for Retro Gaming Revelry.
My New Year's resolution.
Is no more drinking?
I've given up the booze.
Oh, boy. Well,
giving
I guess
up the hooch.
We'll have to have a new format on the show here, then.
I mean, I started doing heroin instead, so we can pivot that direction.
Yeah, that seems like heroin makes for really entertaining radio. I'm sure. Yeah,
it would be fantastic. It's like, okay, guys, we can still say we're about to take a shot.
Oh, that's true. And then we can just have we can shoot right into our veins. We definitely do a lot of heroin revelers. So that's real. That's real.
Right.
Right.
I guess we'll just keep drinking whiskey.
Yeah,
instead.
That sounds way better to me.
It does.
And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
And please don't do heroin.
And please don't do heroin. Yeah, we also do not do heroin, nor have we ever done heroin. But revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Woo! I was pouring the shots, and I
you filled yours a little high.
I filled mine a little high, and I think I filled yours a little low.
Mine was fine.
Oh, okay, okay. I was like, I get scared when I fill yours because I don't want to do it bad. But when I do mine, I always end up putting in too much. Even though this one has the line on it, glass has the line. It's
don't
perfect.
Know how you fuck it up, but
I don't either. Well, let's let's play some fucking Animaniacs here.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Drake's going to play first.
Listen to those jamming tunes.
Listen to those jamming tunes. You can hear the quiet hum of my refrigerator.
Yeah, sure can.
And I don't know if I'd call it a quiet hum. That thing is fucking loud. Jesus.
Here we are in the Warner Brothers studio in lovely Southern California.
Hello.
I want to meet some glamorous celebrities, or perhaps John
Snotts.
John Snotts. Who's John Snotts?
I don't know.
Yeah, me too. Maybe he'd do that thing with his eyes for us.
Can we skip this?
Yeah.
Let's skip. Let's just get to the game.
I don't know what they're talking about, but I'm up on top of this.
You're on the water tower. That's where you live.
Warner Brothers water tower.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You did it.
Don't worry. Just got to start by just.
Drake just blindly leapt off the water tower. That
I mean,
bold.
I knew that's what you had to do.
Okay.
Like I said, I played this game earlier a bit. So
oh, that's right. That's right.
I know that.
Can you go into any of these buildings?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Isn't this where you pick your you pick what level to go to?
Yes. Oh, okay. In a second. Oh. This first level, it's just like teaching you a few basic things, like that you have to switch characters.
Oh, how do you switch characters?
Select.
Oh, okay.
So this is like.
So you just switched to Wacko and he had a hammer.
Now I'm Wacko. He has a hammer. He hits things on the ground. Dot shoots hearts.
Oh, okay.
That kind of you'll see in a second here. See, I can't get past this guy. But if I blow a heart at him, now he lays down.
Oh, he loves you now. Yay.
And now we beat the first level.
Oh, good job.
That wasn't really the first level.
That was just the learn how to play level.
Now
yeah,
there's
one,
here
two, three.
These 1, 2, 3.
Which one are you going to choose?
Let's start with one.
Great. Is that which one you chose earlier?
I didn't go any further.
Oh, you didn't go any further. Okay. Oh, okay. Level. Nice. Bungle in the Jungle, this is called. It's a song by Jethro Tull. Fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was not aware of that.
Yep. My short-lived band in college covered that song. The Illegitimate Sons.
The Illegitimate Sons.
Hell yeah.
And some rockin' tunes.
Uh-huh. Good times. We were much more of a novelty band than an actual band, but it was fun. The game could really stand to have some music.
It really could.
Why are you going backwards?
Because I have to get on this thing.
What is Yakko Yakko do?
Is that this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got
one of those paddles with a
paddle
ball.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want those stars down there?
I mean,
okay. What do the stars give you?
I think they're just kind of like coins. If you collect 100 of them, you get an
extra
life.
Oh, you get
life
an extra life.
Something.
Okay. And now you've set off a cannon. What's going to happen?
I think. Oh, yeah. I hop in it now.
You.
It shoots me out.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, this game could really stand to have some
music. It really could.
Wow. It's
I know, it's really weird playing a game with just no sound going on.
Well, the sound effects are happening. What is this guy doing? There's just like this super tall man walking. Oh, you got to make him in love with you?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, and then he stops, and now you can use him as a platform.
Hopped on his head.
Oh, cool.
And
Does the heart last forever?
God damn it.
Maybe one of the others is a better jumper? Nope, you just got to be pixel perfect.
Just got to get a little closer to the edge there.
So far, doesn't seem too challenging.
No, it's very easy.
In fact, did we choose our difficulty? Like, what? I'm assuming normal is the starting default. Yeah. I don't know.
I would think so, too. You know, stands to reason.
It does stand to reason.
I certainly did not pick anything. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Platforming seems a little tough. Whoop. Nope.
Oh, damn it, man.
Here. You got smoked by spikes.
By spikes, because I pushed this fucking thing a little bit too far.
And am I at the beginning?
You are at the beginning.
Okay.
So you're going to need to take this guy with you.
Okay. I'm going to get this star for sure.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
You have 16 stars.
Oh, my God. We only had one like a minute ago. Or you only had one.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's what?
How did you kill this thing?
Use dot.
Oh, okay, boom.
So yeah, cycle through with...
there we go. I'm going to get these fucking stars.
You can't yet.
What do you mean?
You have to make it over this first by
jumping
on
that.
You can't get over the camera.
Okay.
So yeah, apparently we're just on a movie set or something. Rumble
now
in the
I'm,
jungle.
Now I'm going to get
yeah,
the
stars. Now you can
stars.
Get the stars.
Boom, boom.
All right. Okay. You care more about things like that.
I like to
you.
Get the stars. Why can't I move this box?
I think only Yakko can move boxes.
Oh, he can. I think I still need to get on
the
camera.
I think you need to go on the camera.
Yeah. Okay.
There's these things swinging back and forth, these platforms that are swinging back and forth from vines. You need to jump from platform to platform.
Here we go. I mean, I just...
See, now you got to smash that with Wacko.
Bang. And then get in it.
And then you hop in there.
Woo!
Boom.
And look at all those stars you get. I love getting stars. Okay.
You got 29 of them.
Yes. Now 30. We're just racking
solid
up the stars.
30.
Oh, wait. We need...
So you make people love you or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
Dot,
I guess
shoots out hearts and, like, takes over people and animals
super cute,
or something.
You know? That's,
right.
That's her thing. Okay, so right.
now
I now need
you're
Yakko.
Where I was at.
How do you?
You use your like attack thing to hold on to it.
Oh, I see.
You can pull it a bit, and then you can push it from the other side.
Okay.
We got to push this block, and there's spikes. But if you push it too far, you just die instantly, and then you're gonna have to jump from light to light.
Oh, and they fall.
Oh, they do.
Oh
fall.
My God. It's okay. Right, good thing I'm an expert platformer.
You made it.
Boom. Oh, I think I did it.
I think you did it.
Yay!
All right, I was right there.
Oh, but now it's part two here.
Oh,
or
God.
It's 1-2.
We're still rumbling in the jungle.
We are rumble... Oh, bungle in the jungle.
Bungle.
Bungle in the jungle. Woo! Oh, my God, there's an alligator literally in the water.
Oh my God.
He jumps up at you. Oh, my... No, you gotta... Yep. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Yes! You're crushing it right now.
I think
that's
just to get the stars.
Well, yeah, but you want to get the stars, Drake. You don't want to get the stars as much as I want to get the stars. That is true.
God
damn it. I always want to get the stuff.
Fucking alligator, man.
Because I feel like getting the stuff is playing the game, you know? Like, that's
right.
What they want you to do.
I know, but, like, you know, I'm not going to go out of my way. And, you know, when I'm playing Mario, I'm not, like, collecting every fucking... Okay, I dodged that one.
You dodged the alligator.
Finally.
Well done.
Like, I'm not going to get every coin when I'm playing Mario.
Well, I usually get every coin on my first playthrough.
What?
Well, I don't know. I like to get all the coins.
That's nonsense.
It's
man.
Not nonsense. You know you get extra lives if you get all the coins.
God damn it.
Like, if you get
I got
100.
An extra life.
Oh, nice.
Maybe it's only 50.
Oh, but... it must be. Oh, you get Dot. Get Dot. I bet if you love him. Otherwise, oh, my God.
I don't know. I'm keeping him away.
Oh, you did it.
I took care of him.
Holy shit, Jarek. That was awesome.
Think I beat
oh my God.
Two? Or now what's fucking happening,
man?
Oh, God.
I got to get this star. Okay.
We're
on a waterfall.
I assume you want
Is this where
go.
I want to go?
I don't know.
No.
Maybe eventually. Maybe you have to somehow open those, and then you're going to have to make the climb back up. We got some fucking Lion King Hakuna Matata shit going on here.
Oh, my God. This isn't the Lion King. Oh,
in the video
God.
Game. That part's fucking impossible.
No, it's not. It's fucking...
Well, it's not impossible, but it's hard.
I got a clock. I don't know what the clock does.
What the fuck does that do? What does any of this stuff do?
Oh, my God.
Jump in there.
I'm going to turn to Wacko and I'm going to whack
you
gotta this.
You got
to
whack that.
Bang.
Yep. Now you
got
to climb
gotta
back
jump
up.
Back up. Oh, my God. Here we go. We got this. Boom. Boom.
You
boom.
Left the star down there, man.
Yeah. I'm not going back to get it. Okay. There's the rare exception where we don't need to get
shit.
Everything. There we go. Boom.
All right. We made it.
We did it.
Went down to the bottom.
Oh, I think that was still
door.
Part of your level, but. Oh, wait. No. This. Here.
I don't know. Do you do it?
Okay. Oh, my God.
I don't
God.
Know what has to be done, but.
I don't know what has to be
can
done.
Can you whack
right?
it from here?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
You gotta whack it and then jump on it.
I whack
quick.
It. What? You can't
it's
do
like
it fast
not
enough.
Time. Can you just walk onto it? Oh, there you go.
There
you
go.
Oh
now
my
we're
god.
Cooking with juice.
Oh my god. There's Yakko giant run. Boulders. There's fucking Indiana Jones shit going on.
Oh god. I'm moving way too slowly. Why? What do I have to do here?
What do you have to do here?
Oh my god. Oh wait. What is that picture of? Is that Yakko?
directions unclear.
Directions are very unclear here. There's turkey.
There
is I want
turkey,
that turkey.
I know.
Hang on, I'm going to go back up here. I'm going to get smashed
oh God.
By a boulder. Yep. Do you think you have to... Oh, fuck.
There's something up there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
I don't know what you have to do here.
There
go
we
that
go.
Way.
I got a yeah, lollipop. Got...
Yeah, what the fuck does that do for us?
It feels like you need to jump on these rocks, but...
But how?
I don't know.
Yeah,
this
like,
is
what?
Super weird. What does Yakko do?
Yeah, nothing seems to be...
Okay, I'm just going to try and jump on the spikes. Nope, I die.
Nope, you die
immediately.
Instantly.
What the fuck? That, like,
there seems to be...
Here, do you want
to
try?
Nothing to do here.
Wait, did we miss something? That we do we have to go... Do we have to go back?
I don't think we can go back.
We'll try it. Just see.
I don't think we missed.
Nope,
no,
we can't go back. Okay, okay. Boy, I don't know here. Oh yeah, get that lollipop. Fuck yeah. I mean, you can't move fast enough.
Can't move fast enough to get on this. On
to
these
get on
at
the
all.
Rocks. Yeah.
Okay,
we'll be back in 1 second, revelers. Okay, we're back, revelers. We watched a little walkthrough. Apparently, you have to jump on the boulder, and it looks very difficult. Even the guy in the walkthrough was having a little trouble doing it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, you are almost
on,
okay.
Like on it.
Oh,
I don't think you can jump on that.
No, so sometimes the cop guy falls instead of a boulder. It's hard to... You got to really time it right. Oh, there we go. You're
I
on
made
it.
It. All right.
You get
I'm
it. Okay.
On the boulder.
Nice. Getting the turkey. So you got full life
okay.
now. Okay, we did it. Nicely done. All right, boom.
It just didn't seem like that was
what you were.
What had
yeah.
to be done?
It wasn't very clear.
It
I
was
mean,
very unclear.
Yeah, you're not getting any of those stars, Drew.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I guess just
you know,
go for it.
What the fuck do I do?
Just go for it.
You think I just jumped to my death?
I mean, I don't know, right?
I don't know. I mean.
Well,
it almost
should we go
like
back
to
the
walk? Be like monkey bars up here, but
it
maybe
does.
Not.
But I don't think so. I would just try and go for it. Yeah.
Oh, yep.
Okay.
It's just you can't see.
You can't see below you. It's
can't
just
see
a
below
blind
you at
jump.
All.
Oh, those things disappear and reappear. There's platform. They're like rocks. What are they doing, though? Why are they? Oh, my God. Snake. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Maybe you need Yakko because he can bang him with his paddle. He can bang him with his paddle,
Drake.
Oh, my
God. Get out of here.
Maybe he can't bang that snake with his paddle. This is the hardest snake in any video game ever. Why is the snake moving like that, too? They move really odd.
That's certainly not how snakes
that's
move.
That's not how snakes move. I've seen snakes before. What is this? You're on an invisible block?
I am.
Oh, my God. Here's a treasure chest. Get Yakko. Bash that shit open. Or Wacko, I mean. Boom.
Boom.
It showed
oh,
you where...
It showed me
oh,
two of
wait,
them.
Wait, bang the ground once. Just bang the ground.
Oh, do you think that does it?
Oh, nope.
Nope.
I guess it was the...
Yeah, I don't know. It showed me, like,
two
of them.
I bet they're all evenly spaced.
Damn, how did I make that jump in the first place?
I don't
know.
Here
we go. Okay.
Okay. Nice. Yep. Yep. They are. They're all evenly spaced, so
all
that's
right.
good. Okay.
All right, we made it.
Nice.
We made it on the invisible shit, man.
Oh,
oh
my
God.
Jerick just bashed
was
a
gonna...
boulder and a bunch of, like, a
he
huge
was
boulder
like,
fell on top
made a
of
guess
him.
There. Turned out I was right.
You were right.
I didn't think it was going to necessarily smash me in the face or on top of my head.
I mean, for a Game Boy game, there's actually, like, I don't know, it's fun solving these puzzles. And
yeah.
I guess, for the most part, solving them. Some of them just looking up guides on
YouTube. Right.
Wow. So now you got to jump this water
spout.
You
come up through it, but then you have to jump at the very top of it. And you can only jump from, like, the middle. When I was jumping on the edges, you just immediately sink.
Oh, okay.
So there was nothing I can do.
Yeah, get that star. Oh, my God. And a lollipop.
And a lollipop.
I think the lollipop gives you full health.
It's doing something to me.
It's bringing you to a special area, I think. Nope, it brought you back to the beginning of the level. That is the worst thing I've ever seen in my
life. What just fucking happened to me?
I do not know.
Fucking hate this game now. Why would it do that to me?
I don't know. You're going to probably want to get that. What was in the chest before?
I don't remember.
Nothing important? Because you're going to skip it. Okay.
Too late now.
What if it's something we need?
I don't think it's anything we need.
I think you gotta smash the thing, but get out of the way real quick. Oh,
there we go.
Or you just gotta space it.
You just
gotta
stand a little bit away. You smash one rock thing, and another big fucking rock falls on your goddamn head.
Okay, here we go. Woo! Up the spout. Yep, get the star. Get the star. Good, good, good.
And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again.
Oh my God! And again, and
okay,
again,
and again.
Okay,
and
there
again.
We go.
Right,
you
we
did
made
it.
It
Woo!
Up the fucking spout. All right, I'm not getting this goddamn lollipop.
That's a weird, it's like a warp.
I don't understand
why it would
have a thing that sends me back to the beginning of the fucking level.
I don't know, just to give you slightly more gameplay?
Just to fuck with you? Like, come on, man.
That added a good minute onto our time here.
Now we're never going to set a world record speed run.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay. That was weird, but...
What the fuck was the point of that, man?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to do it again, but... one more time?
Nope.
No? 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 Okay.
Oh, here's the door. Exit.
Oh, maybe that...
No way. Did we just do it?
Maybe that switch open up...
Oh,
now we're probably at the boss. So you just got to...
Oh,
yeah.
You hit him with... Oh,
God, and then shit falls. And just watch out for these bombs he's throwing.
Oh, I thought I was going to get him. Oh, my God, run.
You're not smashing it.
I'm not.
You got to stand like on the edge. Oh my God, and now Pinky and the Brain come running fucking through?
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
What is he doing?
What is happening? I don't know.
He comes down
apparently
here.
He came down for a moment there.
There we go. Okay. I got him.
You hit him again.
Oh, but I died.
And then these things fall.
Can I try one more time?
Yeah, man.
All right. Okay, I got this. I got this.
Yeah, you got this. I believe in you.
Oh, I'm doing it too early. There we go.
There you go.
Oh,
hit him
get
once.
Out of the way.
All right. Good job.
Yes, hit him twice.
Get out of the way.
Oh, my God.
Once,
oh my God.
Twice.
Three times a lady. Because,
yeah, it seems like these things he's throwing down don't actually hit you if you're standing on this?
They don't. I've hit him.
You've hit him four times now.
Yeah. More times than I would have liked to have hit him.
Like, five.
Oh, my God.
Six. And he's got to be dead soon, right?
I mean, are we doing this right? Or is this,
I have no
is
idea.
This not what we're supposed
this
to be doing?
Seems like it would... I mean, it
seems right.
It seems like this is what you...
Oh,
there
I got
he goes.
Him.
All right.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Boom.
Oh, oh, okay.
Now you got to get that thing up there.
Oh,
that's our piece
thing.
Of
that's
movie memorabilia.
It's Indiana's hat, I think.
Oh,
Indiana
man,
Jones.
That's why there was a boulder chasing us and stuff.
Oh, makes sense. Okay.
I did say it got a little bit Indiana Jones-ish.
It did.
Here.
That was kind of fun, though. We beat a level. What are we looking at time-wise here?
We need to add some time onto this.
Oh, okay.
Because I stopped it when we stopped.
Oh, and
then
never
and
restarted.
And then I never restarted.
Okay.
But, I mean, we
got a little bit left.
Yeah. Should we do a discussion question?
Yeah, let's do a discussion question. So, we started doing this one a few weeks ago. We don't really remember, but...
I don't remember anything.
So, Alex, who sent us in the game recommendation for Maui Mallard, excuse me, Maui Mallard and Cold Shadow, which we played just a few weeks ago. He also had a discussion question with his game. And
Animaniacs Roulette.
Oh, you're playing Roulette. Cool. Put it all on red.
I don't know what any of this means.
I don't either. Just pick something and start. Yes. What's like happening here? Animaniacs Roulette. You're wagering your stars, I think. Oh, you stop it, too. Okay. Did you win?
No.
Oh. So did you lose? How much did you lose anything? You still have 38. Oh, no. Now
can I just put some money into everything?
Yeah, do it in everything. You'll win.
Oops.
Some. Oh, well,
and
exit.
Then apparently I went up too high and went to exit. All right. Well,
fair enough.
That failed me.
Okay, but Alex sent us a discussion question as well, and we're going to do it tonight. So here we go. Thank you for this question, Alex. And the question is, if you had the opportunity to get drunk with any character in the Mario universe, good or bad, who would it be? Whew. That is in the Mario universe.
I mean, you said this or you read that to me like, I mean, weeks ago now.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like, I have two ways of viewing this. Do I want to get drunk with somebody to become friends? Or am I looking to bang one of the princesses?
Okay. That is, I guess, yeah, that is.
Right?
I mean, but maybe you could become friends with the princess and then via that process,
right,
bang her. Yeah. It's so vulgar.
Yes. I apologize for that.
Yeah, me too.
more so, yes. Am I going to try to become friends with just like some guy, or am I going to, you know, woo one of the ladies and like,
or
oh, we're going to get
like,
drunk and now, you know, we're like a thing.
That's true.
You know, I can marry into royalty.
I think let's say we're getting drunk with this character, whoever it may be, to let's say just to have a fun night out, you know, like we're not trying to bang any. Okay.
Is,
yes. I get it. Banging is fun. But I also love calling it banging. I just think it's too funny. Anyway, I think we should just say like you're going out, you know, like you're going out with one of your buddies, right? Like you're going out, but you don't know this person. Or you do,
what's
like
happening to me? Okay,
I don't know.
Took him out.
What
oh my
the
God.
Fuck? That was the weirdest looking horse I've ever seen.
Fucking
it's all skinny and weird.
Through?
Why is it all skinny and weird?
I don't
weird?
Know. That horse is sickly, man.
Oh my God, these horses—they are malnourished for sure. Yikes! Oh man,
God,
they hurt you.
They do hurt you. But
can you love them with Dot?
I don't know.
Oh my God, this game is the hardest game ever.
Like Dot's heart thing.
Is super slow.
So it's
there's
super
a lot of,
slow.
There's
you
a lot of startup lag on
you
it.
You can't take out things that are running at you at full speed, man.
Thus far, it seems like you pretty much always want to be Yakko and then switch to Wacko
and switch
or Dot
when you
if
need
you
them.
Need them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but get drunk with any character in the Mario universe. Who would it be and why? Well, Princess Peach, because I'd like to bang her.
Right?
I'm sorry, Revelers. I'm so sorry.
Rosalina,
you know. Let's get Luma in on that action. I don't know.
Wait, who?
Luma's like the stars that hang out with Rosalina. Like
oh.
The, okay.
Because I want to say, like, you know, Wario would probably be
Wario,
interesting to hang out with.
Yep.
He would be fun because he just doesn't give a fuck.
Or maybe like Luigi, like because like he like Luigi just doesn't give a shit anymore. Like it's been years now. He's been playing second fiddle. He's fucking sick of it, and now he
you
just
mean
wants
green
to,
Mario.
Yeah, green Mario. Exactly. That's why Luigi just wants to get fucking plastered and have a good old time. You know,
done with his bullshit. Yeah. Fuck Mario. I fucking hate that dude.
I mean, or I might like to get drunk with. Such a guy as Waluigi.
Yeah.
Just to see what his feelings are about not being included in Smash Brothers forever, even though he
ridiculous.
Should fucking be in Smash Brothers. Waluigi was created for Mario spinoff games. Like, why the fuck is he not in Smash Brothers? I don't.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't. But the ultimate Mario character to get drunk with. So, like, Let's just go over our pool of characters here. Like,
there's so many.
Well, I know, but like the main ones, we got Mario, Luigi, Peach, Toad, Wario, Waluigi, Bowser, Koopa, like a Koopa Troopa, say.
No.
A Goomba.
I don't think they'd be good conversationalists.
Well, maybe not, but you never know. I mean, does like does Donkey Kong count as in the Mario universe? Because he, I mean, one exists, you know, like they started in the same game. Uh-oh, we have to continue. We only have two continues left.
That's okay.
Okay. Did you want to try that again? Or?
No. I mean, oh, I guess maybe just go to three.
Should we try level three and just see what it's all about?
I was on two. It was kind of an old west town.
It was. With the sickly horses.
With the sickly horses.
Here we go. To scream or not to scream.
Ooh, this is a horror.
Like a horror slash Shakespeare level? To scream or not to scream. I don't know. We're not going to get the backstory. Let's see.
Yeah. I always find villains and bad guys more interesting, so I think I want to get drunk with, yeah.
Oh, my God.
A bad guy.
Oh,
and you know, learn their motivation and
oh, you know what, Dots? Oh my God, I'm gonna die from this fucking vampire. You can't get past him.
I think
oh my
just
God.
Maybe has to go okay. past him.
Yeah, you can't kill
you
him.
You can't like.
I keep trying
him.
To kill guys, but you can't.
Yeah, you
really
can't always kill the guys yeah. in this game. I think sometimes you just got to learn to move on to the next round. Ooh, you like the banana?
Ah, I like the banana. Banana for scale? Perfect.
Yeah. When did that become a measurement?
I don't know. I like because people just kept putting it in pictures on Reddit.
Oh.
Wait a minute. I'm... Oh, my God. I was like, did I just get myself stuck?
Maybe.
Hang on. I this box here... Oh, there's a hammer on it.
Oh. Smash it.
Smashed it. Okay, we're fine.
Oh.
Oh,
now
that other box
that
just went away.
Other box just disappeared.
Well, that's weird. Oh, my God. I just got bounced. Whoa, I got bounced way the far back. Okay.
What the fuck just happened?
What
bounced you? Just don't go down there.
I'm not going down there. Okay, so get drunk with a Mario character. Wait, does Donkey Kong count?
I don't know.
I don't know. Even if he does.
Even if he does, I don't want to drink with Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I agree. So, Dot, if... She shoots her hearts faster if you jump first.
Okay.
If you don't jump, she has all this startup animation.
Oh, she does. She, like, winds up and blows her kiss and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening here.
I don't know how to get past this guy.
I don't either. I don't even know if this guy hurts me.
I think he's who bounced you, I thought.
Oh, he bounced me. This
Maybe
motherfucker
not.
Bounced me? Oh, you need... Oh. I got to get bounced again. Nope.
Is he not bouncing you?
He's
How do
not
you bounce
bouncing
this
me.
Fucking guy?
How did I bounce last time?
Are we stuck?
Hang on.
Can you grab that?
I thought... Okay. All right, now let me go back here. Maybe I'll get bounced this time if I
Apparently
come from
this game
way.
Is a bit puzzly
it
that
is.
I didn't think was the case. Thought it was just kind of, you know, platformer.
This is weird, but it's like... It's puzzling in not a great way because, like,
yeah.
you try all the things that you can do and they don't work.
And
so then you're like, well,
we're
what?
We're just, like, stuck. Like, there's nothing to do here.
I'm sure.
I swear,
like,
this is where you got bounced from.
This is where I got
right
bounced
there,
from.
Right there, but
now
he's not doing anything. It's just some weird snake looking dude, but not like the snakes from earlier.
No. He's like a caterpillar with a party hat on.
Yeah.
I don't know what he is.
I don't know what he is either.
Anyway, get drunk with a Mario character. Maybe I gotta go back here. Maybe I gotta get that banana again. Nope.
I'm gonna go with I think maybe actually maybe Luigi because I feel like he needs to vent.
He does need to vent,
and I think we just need to go out, have some drinks. He can tell me what's on his mind, and all will be well again.
I agree.
For that guy. Oh, you figured it out.
Yeah. Here we go. Okay, you just have to push.
Just gotta push these fucking.
Oh man, I thought I was gonna bounce on him again. Bang! Nope. Okay. Nope. That was kind of a fun puzzle, though. It took a second.
Yeah, that was harder than it should have been.
It was.
It was actually quite.
Oh, I'm
simple.
Inside the log. Love being in a log.
So, yeah, I think I'm gonna go with Luigi.
Luigi? I think I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with Waluigi because I want to see.
Because he's also got a vent.
Yeah. Well, he's got a vent.
He's.
And I just want to, I would love to know what his thoughts are.
Everything.
Like, he's left out. He's like the only.
Yeah, nobody fucking cares about Waluigi.
Oh, this is weird. Okay, hang on. Nope.
No, you have to just barely put it on there.
There we
like
go.
It.
Oh, this is going to warp me.
No.
Nope. Okay.
Nope. Just one.
Oh.
Man,
holy
things
shit.
Like.
That
really could have
been a soft lock right there. They could have locked me in
possibly,
there.
I guess, yeah.
And then
know.
How do you win?
Like, things really disappear very right quickly. Away if you scroll them off screen. Even these, like, things that you're pushing. You're pushing these headstones onto switches and everything, and they, yeah, you walk away a little bit, they're off screen, and then they're just gone.
I don't know what that did.
So, like, I don't know what that did, but is it going to disappear now because you're off screen?
I'm getting those stars, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to push this fucking thing as far as I can push it.
That's as far as you can push it.
Okay.
Not very far.
Oh, I bet it opened this little door. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we might need to be done here. I don't actually know.
Yeah,
but,
probably.
Okay, so final answer, Luigi.
I'm going to go with Luigi.
And I'm going to go with Waluigi. And if we're out to bang, I'm going to go with Daisy.
I'm going to go with Rosalina.
Ah, okay. Great.
If I'm looking for a date, it's Rosalina.
Yeah. Rosalina's your gal, huh?
Yeah. It's also who I play as in Mario Kart Switch.
Switch? Oh, yeah? Okay. Rosa in Smash is fucking hard to use. She's good, I think. She just got second place at one of the biggest tournaments. So, but she's hard. Because you got Luma there, too, to help you. But you have to... I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Even though, yeah, I really don't... I've never played the Mario Galaxy games.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, man, you're missing out. Do you have a Wii?
Yes.
You should borrow my Wii if you don't, and you should just play
both.
No,
I do have a Wii.
Because those games...
That's what I've heard.
Creepy. Odyssey is good. Oh, my God.
Nope. Normal in this mirror.
Oh,
creepy in that mirror.
Creepy vampire in this mirror. Cool.
Creepy vampire.
We're in like a haunted house or something right now.
I don't know. These books or whatever these things are flying around are fucking with my shit, man. Oh, I'm at Dracula.
Hang on. I'm going to... Drake, you just keep playing for a second here. Alex, once
Dracula
again, thanks
me.
For the question, man. That was a good one. Who would you get drunk with in the Mario universe? So I guess we'll have to do... I mean, we'll have to expound on that. Like, who would you get drunk with in the Zelda universe? Who would you get drunk with? You know, in the F-Zero universe.
Kill this guy.
Captain Falcon, and that's it.
Falcon.
Falcon Punch! I got Smash Brothers on the brain. I can't believe it's been over a year now, and I still can't fucking stop playing that stupid game.
Yeah, I can't believe that either.
Okay, it's time. That was super quiet.
Well,
it was super quiet for us. I know.
Quiet for us, but everyone else heard it just fine, I'm
yep.
sure.
Okay, Drake. Okay, Animaniacs, Game Boy, final shots for final thoughts. Well, first we better fucking do these shots.
Shoot it and kaboot it?
Shoot it and kaboot it. You know it. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woo. Okay. Animaniacs... Game Boy, Drake, how many Hello Nurses out of 5 do you give Animaniacs? Hello Nurse is my favorite fucking thing from Animaniacs. I don't even know.
I am not well versed in the Animaniacs.
Oh, are you
world.
Not? Oh my God.
I did not watch it a ton as a kid.
Oh, you what? How did you
I don't
not?
Know.
We
somehow,
are the same age.
I know, but somehow it just wasn't really on my radar.
Like when
I mean,
we were like
I watched
in like
it,
third grade,
I watched
it was like
it
the
occasionally,
best thing.
But yeah,
oh.
I don't know. It was just, it wow. was never really something I had other things that I wanted to watch instead of Animaniacs.
It's funny. Like,
oh, I know.
Even today, like as an adult, it's fucking funny. It's
There's a lot of adult
yeah, actually
humor.
A lot
I
of
mean,
it
I
is.
Did watch Pinky and the Brain.
Okay. But that was
they had
a
their own show.
They did. But
I was
after.
Not actually even aware of that was a spin-off of Animaniacs.
Oh.
Until
okay.
I think when I was researching this game, I was like, "Wait, were Pinky and the Brain Animaniacs?"
Oh, so when
I knew they were from the same studio and clearly the same like animators and everything,
yeah.
but I didn't realize
Steven
they were
Spielberg, my man. Steven well, Spielberg created
yeah.
Animaniacs or did something, I don't know. It's
you, yeah,
Steven Spielberg's
produced
Animaniacs
it or
produced it. So when I play a sound like this,
okay, I love you, bye-bye.
You don't really know what that means?
That means nothing.
Oh
to me.
My God, that's fucking Mindy and Buttons, dude. Mindy and
what?
That's Mindy. Mindy is this little girl, and she she's got a mind of her own, and Buttons is her dog, and Buttons is always in charge of babysitting Mindy, which that's on the parents. You shouldn't really put a dog that's in charge of babysitting
terrible
the kid.
Parenting.
But Mindy always gets, you know, she wanders off and she's like in construction sites, and Buttons has to be the one to like make sure she doesn't die. But God. Poor Buttons just gets fucking destroyed. But she always says, okay, I love you. Bye-bye. She's adorable.
No. Yeah. Animaniacs was just, for some reason, was not really something I watched.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, anyway, one of the characters is a nurse, and every time they see her, they go, hell, and she's like a babe, you know, she's like a sexy nurse, if you will.
That sounds familiar.
In like a
like
children's
I, like
cartoon.
I watch
sexy
it,
for a children's
like I said,
cartoon.
I watch it occasionally.
Right, right. And they always go, hello, nurse.
That sounds familiar.
In fact, they do this.
Hello, nurse.
Fucking good. Okay, so how many hello nurses out of five do you give Animaniacs for the Game Boy?
I mean, yeah, it was good. I'm going to give it a
four. It was
good.
You're going to give it a four.
It was good.
I
enjoyed it.
I think I'm going to give it a 3.5.
And I'm not going to hold the music thing
against
it.
Yeah, cause that's
because
that's a hardware
thing. It made
thing
it seem weird, but that's a yeah, that's something
system.
on our end.
Yeah. But the music we listened to was good.
Yeah.
Like,
so if there was music playing while we were in each level, it would probably be better.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think everything controls.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Controls well, and I mean, yeah, I was confused and irritated by that one little bit of puzzle, but then it turns out, oh, we were just being stupid.
Well, we just weren't, because, you know, sometimes when we're trying to do puzzles, yeah, we're also chatting on a podcast,
right?
You know, like,
and I
so,
think I was also maybe overthinking.
You were,
where we were like
we just
overthinking.
Needed to push
this
fucking
like,
thing.
Very
over
simple
there.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, why did I get bounced back that one time and
I don't
no
know.
Other
made,
time?
I don't understand what happened there.
That was weird. I'm going to give it a 3.5, I think. I don't know if it's quite a 4, but it was very good, but maybe just not quite.
Right. It's simplistic. I would be intrigued to play this game on the Sega Genesis.
Yeah, me too, actually.
See how
in fact,
different that is.
I think as soon as this podcast is done, I'm going to buy it.
Because this one is a port of that. But obviously that one would be more complex and
yeah.
everything.
And the levels are bigger. Yeah. From what I understand, they like all these levels are in the Genesis one, but they're condensed. Like they cut out
right.
big chunks of the levels. So,
yeah, that would be intriguing to me to see what the full game is really like, because it definitely has more potential there than is in this version of the game.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure.
But yeah, fun game. I mean, I don't know. It was fun and doable. Like it never felt, frustratingly difficult like some Game Boy games feel.
Right.
You know, although this was what, 95? So this
95.
Was, I mean, I guess not, that's not at all nearing the end of the Game Boy's life, but, I guess Game Boy Color was about to happen or had already happened. I don't know when Game Boy Color came out, but anyway, very good game. What did other people think of this game, Drake?
There were two reviews on Amazon. They were both very short things, and they're not like...
And one's like, my game didn't work.
No, they're both fairly positive. This one was just the way it was written was just kind of weird, but he gave it 3 stars and called it, Animaniacs are cool.
Are cool. They're totally cool.
With an exclamation point instead of an L.
Oh.
Or like, it's just because Animaniacs are cool.
They're cool.
So not necessarily replacing the L. It's just,
no.
Yeah.
Being excited about it.
And he says, I love the Animaniacs. Love spelled L-U-V.
Oh, my God.
But one of the levels I run in.
Millennials.
Yeah, one of the levels I, no, I mean, he's. This review is from the year 2000.
Okay.
So,
well, that's you know, I mean,
yeah,
how old was
true.
This person writing this review?
But yeah, he says, I love the Animaniacs, but one of the levels I run into in this game is like impossible to get past because there's thin thing. I think he meant to say there's this thing in the way. So it like gets so boring to play it over and over. So it really isn't that great of a game.
There's this thing in the way, but it doesn't tell you where, doesn't tell you what thing.
He just, all he says is that this game is like impossible to get past because there's this thing in the way, so it like gets really boring to play over and over.
I wonder if he got to the same part we did.
Maybe.
Because there was that thing in the way. There was and we don't know what that thing is.
I mean, it's possible.
But there was a thing in the way. I mean, we figured it out pretty quickly. Not as quickly as I would have hoped we would have, but... You know, there was a thing in the way. Maybe he just couldn't get past that part. Like, poor guy. I don't know.
And this other guy just says, good game. I like it. It's hard to get to level 3. Lots of fun, though. Five stars.
It's not that hard to get to level 3 because you can just pick level 3.
You can literally just pick what levels you want. Yeah. So it's not hard at all.
Huh.
Okay. But as far as other professional reviewers or something, I don't know. There's no scores. And then there's lots of stuff about different versions. The only... brief thing about the Game Boy version is they say reviewing the Game Boy version, they criticize the slow moving characters and trial and error gameplay, but approved of the graphics and audio and concluded the humor and spirit of the Animaniacs lives on in this handheld game.
Well, that's good. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's slower. I guess the Genesis version is probably faster.
It's probably a bit
I'd
faster.
Really like to play the Genesis version.
Me too.
Version. In fact, maybe we should do that sooner rather than
later. If anything,
this
made me want to, play the Genesis version.
Yep. I have the Super Nintendo version, and it's completely different.
Completely different.
Yeah, it's not a side-scrolling platformer. It's different. And harder. Although...
it's like a fighting beat 'em up?
Well, no. I'm just saying that.
Oh, you're saying that's how you move.
That's
but
how
you're
you
not,
move.
You're not. It's not a beat 'em up.
It's not a beat 'em up.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to do weird things. Like the cop is there who tries to get you. You know, he's trying to get you back to the water tower, and you have to like. There's like this dash move you have to do. So you dash through him, and you have to do that a couple times or something. I don't know. That's just like the first level or something.
Okay.
That's usually where I get to, and then decide I'm done with it. But
right.
Yeah, I don't know. I like this better than the Super Nintendo version.
Oh, okay.
The Super Nintendo version is fun and it looks fucking great. Like that's what it's like another one of those games on Super Nintendo that just feels like you're playing the cartoon.
Gotcha.
You know, which is cool. But yeah, I don't know. Animaniacs, Game Boy, pretty fucking good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I think it's fun. It's not overly difficult, but then there's just a few parts that you get to that are all of a sudden, like, really hard.
Yeah. But they're not even that hard once you sort of figure out what
I'm
you
sure
have
if
to
you
do.
Figure out, like, we made it to the boss of the third level, I think, Dracula or whatever there.
We made it to
Dracula? I was fighting Dracula there at the very end when
you
we stopped.
Were?
Like, if we...
continue once. Was I not paying attention?
You clearly were not paying.
But it
continues. You have to start all the way back at the beginning of the level.
And from what I understand.
But no, yeah, I was at Dracula at the end, but I tried all three characters and tried to do things, and I didn't know how to attack him or do anything to him. So.
And I'm sure there's something that we just missed.
I'm sure once you figure it out, I'm sure there's a pattern, and then you can smoke him, but.
Yeah. And it
didn't
is
know
cool.
What to do.
From what I understand, so like we've beaten the first world now, and we still have 2 and 3, but we only have 1 continue left. Were we to die completely and lose our continues, it'll give you a password basically to get right back to where you were.
It does give you passwords.
You basically have unlimited continues, just in a roundabout manner,
right?
You know, which is weird. Like, why wouldn't they just fucking give you unlimited continues? Yeah. I don't know. It's because, you know, they didn't think about that stuff back in the day. But yeah, Animaniacs for Game Boy, pretty fucking good.
I enjoyed it.
Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Animaniacs for the Game Boy, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
You sure can. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do email us, tweet us, game suggestions, discussion questions. Alex, once again, thanks for that discussion question tonight. That was excellent. Keep the suggestions coming in. We'd really love it.
Indeed.
Discussion questions especially.
Yep.
Because we like to have, you know, we get into the game sometimes and then we just, you know, we can't just keep talking about it. Like,
no,
sometimes we have to.
We need something to discuss.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, if you've got, you know, if you're a regular listener of us and you have a favorite game you want us to play,
let us know and we'll
tell
fucking
us what
play
it is.
We'll
and
get it. And
we'll
play it.
Tell you why it's
for
terrible.
The most part, we'll no. get it and play it. Like yeah, some I mean, games, it's like if your favorite game is Little Samson on the NES, like yeah, we could play.
We're not getting that.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay $500 for that cartridge. You know, like we like to have the cartridges when we play. Yes. So
if it is something affordable, we will play.
We will
it.
Definitely play it. And affordable is like I don't know, $40 or less. Like. In 40 is pushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's some game where we're like, oh, yeah, like we absolutely have to play this.
Right,
like,
right.
We'll pay a little extra for it.
Like,
whatever.
Every once in a while, I'm like, why is this game not in my collection?
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to fucking get it. I told you this last week, but I almost paid $90 to get Bucky O'Hare on the NES, and I should have done it.
No, you
should. Yes, I should have. I want that game so bad.
Why?
Because I have this memory as a kid of being really sick. Like, and I was home from school, and my mom took me to the video store, and I could rent a game because I was so sick, and that's what I was going to do. You know, it was going to be awesome. And I rented Bucky O'Hare, and it was like the greatest fucking experience
I don't
of my
even
life.
Know what that is.
Bucky O'Hare was like a cartoon back in the day, dude. He's like a space rabbit. Mm. He's fucking awesome. and he's got all these friends. I don't know. It's really great. It's basically it's a Mega Man style game. It's very
gotcha.
Fun. But it's fairly pricey. And I almost did it. I almost spent $90 on an NES game, but. That's I'm not sure I'm ready to do that.
That's pushing it.
I think though that's about it.
I think so.
Oh, give us a rating on your favorite podcast app, or give us a rating on Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
I think
the
that's the
is.
Only podcast yeah, app that has ratings, but
nobody knows these things.
No one knows. We should know, but we don't. Nah. Drake, you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on. Regular. Wait, no. Real Life Maniacs. Real Life. Game on, Real Life Maniacs.
Game on, Real Life Maniacs.
I can't remember what the fuck we were.
Game on.
My brain shut down.